meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Liam Lynch is our guest tonight.
Yay!
He's got a new CD, which is not out until April. Wait a minute, one month or when? Yeah, so we got about a week before comes out, called Fake Songs, and is also the creator of Syphil and Ollie, if you guys remember that show back on MTV, which had cult status amongst MTVites.
Yeah.
It still does.
Yeah, it still does. They actually have, like, conventions.
Whoa.
With, super fans.
Wow.
I think I was over at Amoeba Records looking through some of the DVDs and CDs and stuff, and think I saw some Syphil and Ollie.
Did you? You could have.
Tapes that were for sale.
You could have.
Yeah, there's certain...
probably illegal. They sell them on eBay like crazy. There's people that have, like, send their kids through college selling tapes of the show.
How many episodes did you do all together?
We did, like, there were 40 a season, and we did 3 seasons.
They did 120 episodes?
Or no, I don't think it was quite that many, but there were, it was a daily show, so it was a lot of work.
It was sock puppets, for those who don't remember. Although I'm guessing, now what are we talking about? We talking about 4 years ago?
98 and 99. Was that it?
Yeah.
You guys were on the air too at the same time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're all part of the big MTV family during that time. And
treated as such.
Yeah. Well, about the same as my own family, really.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
I was talking to my sister tonight, and she was like, "How's that Jimmy Kimmel show going?" And I said, "It's going good." And she said, "I still have not caught an episode yet." I thought, my sister and my dad have not seen, he's in his 50th episode or so now. Still not caught one episode.
I might be on that show. And I went through the same thing.
When are you going to do that show?
I don't know, but I'm going to be on Craig Kilborn next week.
Oh,
and,
you don't want to be on Kilborn.
Said, they said that his show was interested in having me on, and... And so I'm hoping that'll be good. I'll let you know.
Let me tell, musically, you're going to be playing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if you're playing, and I'll just put this out to all the other bands, too. When you play the Jimmy Kimmel show, you get to play a cool outdoor stage.
Live.
Oh, really?
You get to play live. Oh. And there's a couple stages, so it's not guaranteed that you play the big outdoor one.
Yeah.
But it's either a cool outdoor stage or a very cool indoor with sort of a bar with a ton of people packed around. If you do Kilborn, you pre-tape your show. Meaning Kilborn, whenever he has bands on, they pre-tape it in front of the studio audience, and then they roll it in later on in the show. You do Kimmel, you're doing live on top of live.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The coolness won't last long because my song's only a minute and 26 seconds, but I'll be on top of the world.
Oh, listen.
For that short amount of time.
Whatever.
And if it really sucks, that can be for an eternity.
I'm out of there. Yeah, well,
no, I mean, a minute 20 can seem like a year if it's really bombing up there. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
So weird to hear myself as a soundbite come in.
Why? Where's yourself?
Whatever.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
That's his song.
I didn't know that was from your song.
That's
Drew, what
album.
Did you know? You didn't know anything.
Did I know
he
that?
Knew,
was...
He knew.
Who told you?
He did.
All right. Well, you're acting like you were born with that knowledge.
We've been talking about it since the show opened.
He actually played drums on it.
No. It's a Ringo Starr played drums.
Ringo Starr did play drums on the album.
And also it says you were hand-selected to work one-on-one with Paul McCartney. How did that work? How did the whole Beatle connection come together?
Come together.
Yeah.
The Beatle connection, the first one came because he opened a school in Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
and I heard about it. 40 musicians from around the world, very hard to get in, got in. So I lived in Liverpool for 4 years, and of those students, they chose, everyone had to put one original song on a tape,
mm-hmm.
and he chose a couple that he would work with one-on-one. And it was the first year of the school, and I don't know if that meant I sucked more than everybody, and he was like, I need to help this guy. I can't have him come out of the school.
It meant you're better.
Or better.
Gifted.
I don't know. But,
wow.
So we worked with him, and then Ringo Starr called me several months ago it was totally unrelated to that.
You want to do a Thomas the Tank Engine episode.
he called me and he was just like...
A new car named Leon.
He heard the whatever song and really liked it and called me at home. And I literally just picked up the phone and it's Ringo Starr, which was outrageous.
Wow.
He had no idea I lived in Liverpool for 4 years or anything. It was really wild.
And where did you... When you were in... where were you born?
Akron, Ohio.
Good. And I'm glad you didn't come back with any of that affected English accent.
You know what? I was just talking to people about that. Because everyone thinks I'm English because my name's Liam. And
right.
It's just Irish. And,
right.
And I've been doing radio interviews where they think I am English. And they've said to me, you English are all like, I'm like, I don't have an accent.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You especially if you were born and raised in Liverpool, we'd know it.
Yeah,
but
you know the people that go on vacation for 1 week and then they come back with an accent?
Madonna. Yeah, I know. I know. What is that? So you got to Liverpool when you were what age?
I was 25.
So your Midwest dialect had already been firmly
implanted. And I had been living in Nashville, Tennessee for 4 or 5 years before I even went there. So I've kind of been in a lot of extreme accent zones, and I came out unscathed.
Yeah, it did. you wouldn't know where Liam was from.
Where are you from?
North Hollywood.
You are?
Yeah, very proud tribe
over
there.
Pasadena?
We're the only two guys in show business who are from here, although Drew's barely in show business.
They say that Chicago is supposed to be like the American accent. Like, that's supposed to be the most centered, like, normal American accent.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
I'll buy that. All right.
Do you want to mention almonds?
Oh, yeah. Who gave us all these almonds, Drew?
I haven't figured that out yet. Rage Against the Cuisine.
All right. Well, then quiet down if you don't know. The letter's in the other room. I said I liked smoked almonds the other day on the radio, and we got a whole bunch in the mail. And it was funny because this afternoon in the office, I announced to everybody that I was a huge fan of smoked almonds and said I would eat as many smoked almonds as I could get my hands on. I would die.
40 pounds here.
A case of smoked almonds just showed up.
But this is not. These are like really good.
Yeah, they're hardcore.
Crazy good.
Yeah, yeah. Ann is going to tell us who brought these smoked almonds over.
Yeah, whatever.
It's listens to the show. Tim Wagner, Meza Incorporated, Wisconsin Avenue. Yeah. Well, I'm going to read this letter, and then we'll give him a few more props at some point. Drew, no, I'm not giving it to you, because you'll make all kinds of paper noise with it. Also, Liam brought a Syphil and Ollie sock puppet in of Dr. Drew that they were actually going to use in an episode.
Yeah, he was supposed to do voices, yeah.
Before the sock drawer got slammed shut on Syphil and Ollie. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I think we're going to take a couple phone calls, and then we'll hear a song from Liam, and then we'll break early so we can get into these smoked almonds. Elizabeth?
Hello?
Elizabeth?
Yeah?
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's your question?
Well, I want to talk to you guys about porn, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year now, and in the beginning of the relationship, I had a lot of self-esteem, and I knew he looked at porn, and it didn't bother me. And
she lives in North Hollywood.
Oh, really?
It's like,
how can you maintain your self-esteem and live in North Hollywood?
But it's also endemic cuisine.
I'm from the East Coast, so.
That's even worse. How do you end up in North Hollywood?
I don't know.
Well, could have settled in Bakersfield. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Maybe.
Whereabouts do you live?
I'm not telling.
Just give me the big cross street, Scoopball. Chicks get so freaked out about that. They think you have to give. You know, if somebody asks you, where do you live, Drew? You go, I'm going to pass them right off. I'm right by the Rose Bowl or something. That's
right.
That's enough.
Yeah. Me and 30,000 other people.
Where do you live?
Burbank and Colfax.
All right.
That's not so bad.
No, it's not too bad. I went to Colfax Elementary.
Really?
Yeah.
I pass by there every day.
Yeah, North Hollywood High right there in Colfax.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good times. All right, so the boyfriend's looking at porn.
Yeah, and it didn't bother me at first. I was totally cool with it, and now...
Well, North Hollywood, all you have to do is look out your window.
That's what I was going
to... Right? I mean...
Well, live in the valley.
You got to go shake a tree real hard, and porn will start falling out.
No, but I mean, they're producing it all around you there.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. It's all over the place. Well, actually, they moved out to like, Northridge and stuff.
Oh,
now,
really?
I think. Yeah, but it's still around there.
All right, so it didn't bother you, now it does.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple times, he, like, did it while I was sleeping in the other room or, I guess, in my opinion, kind of crossed the line, and now all of a sudden I'm completely insecure about it.
So he got up, or Did he get up out of bed, or did, had he not gotten into bed yet?
Got up and out.
He got up. He walked into the next room. Hold on. Yeah. Turn the TV on. And
computer, actually.
Computer took care of some business.
But had you guys just done your thing before that?
Twice that day.
You see?
Twice that day.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a little twist, because if you're calling and saying, well, it was that time of the month, or I wasn't feeling good, so I brushed his arm away from me, so he got up and went and did this. That's one thing. But if you guys did it twice that day.
That's sexual compulsion. It really is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the weird thing is like, we started actually seeing a therapist about it, and it kind of seems like she's almost making it like, this is my issue. Like, I'm just insecure, and I have to get over it, and, you know, like, it's all on me. But I kind of feel like, do I have the right to kind of say that that's wrong, or, you know?
Well, no, you don't have the right to say that it's wrong. However, you...
Wait a minute. She does or doesn't?
It does not. I mean, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. It's just that it's starting to have consequences.
But she has the right to object to it.
You have the right to object to it. You have the right to have feelings about it, but to sort of, you know, cast judgment over it. And that's not really what you want to do anyway. What you want to do, what you're saying is, there's something about this behavior that's troubling me. It's not whether it's right or wrong. It's something. It's not fitting for me. It's affecting our intimacy. And that's really where the problem lies. Is he an alcoholic? Does he have a family history of alcoholism? Yes.
Actually, a history of it, but he's not at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, guess what?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? What are you smelling?
I just smell.
Too far? What are you doing?
It's a disease. It's here. Is he smoke pot regularly?
How often does he beat off?
Right now, it's, like, very limited because I have him on watch. But I think back in the day, it was quite a bit, you know? I mean, he kind of said, like, when we started having sex in the beginning of the relationship that, you know, he was just horny all the time, and we'd have sex, and then he, you know, an hour later, he'd leave my apartment, go home, and beat off again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah. And
was it that he was sneaky? Was that what bothered you more than that it was actually sexual or porn? Was it the fact that it became something he was open with, and then it went, like, behind your back? The fact that he did it when you weren't around, was that what was
weird? Well, I guess if I'm not there, I guess it was somewhat okay, but then, I mean, if I'm sleeping... If you need it that badly, you know, wake me up, poke me, you know.
Yeah, there's something.
Poke her. Did it twice.
How long have you known this guy?
About a year and a half.
And you've been with him the whole time as a boyfriend, girlfriend?
Mostly, yeah.
Any other funny business go on? Does he cheat or lie? You catch him doing funny stuff?
No, not at all.
So he's otherwise straightforward.
Yeah.
He's not doing any substances right now.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
What's he do for a living? Does he sell something?
He's a bartender.
Ah. All right. I don't know.
Listen.
I got to ask a quick question. I got to find out whether, did your dad cheat on your mom or anything like that?
Or was your dad an alcoholic?
Is your dad an alcoholic?
He is.
He's an alcoholic.
Mine is, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
This guy, I guarantee you this guy's an alcoholic. Right. I guarantee, Elizabeth. And I guarantee that this is, I can't guarantee this is part of sexual addiction, but it's part of an addictive process here. It just smacks of it. I deal with alcoholics all day, every day, and I just can tell when that's what I'm dealing with. It may be early in his disease. He may be hiding some of the stuff he's doing, but amongst those things he's hiding is his sexual behaviors, and there's a definite compulsive quality to this. More to be revealed as time goes along. I think your therapist is completely off the mark on this one.
Silk?
Yeah, hey, Adam.
Wait.
Silk calls every night.
How often do you call this show?
Hey.
Unacceptable.
Silk's on again? Silk calls every night.
Silk doesn't call every
night. He's called like 3 out of 4 nights.
No, I call like once a week.
All right. Drew, you know why I never listen to you anymore? Because you exaggerate like a yenta.
Seems to me like he's called multiple.
No, Drew, you can't be trusted
Silk,
anymore.
Silk, how many times?
You cannot.
Silk, how many times have you called?
You're like your wife.
I've called about like maybe 10 times.
10 times.
Yeah.
You understand why it seems like
10 times?
Yeah, but that 10 times only been in a 15-day period.
Yeah,
15-day period, all right?
I'm just screwing around, you idiot.
Yeah, but that's about what it's been, I swear to God.
All right, Silk, I'm getting rid of you, screwball. Silk. And listen, I don't like these retarded monikers. I got to call some 13-year-old Silk? What about I just call you Your Highness?
You named him, though, dude. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's right. I named him Silk because he was an idiot, right?
He was a sarcastic name.
All right, hold on. Silk?
Yeah.
What did you go by before I named you Silk?
Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Why did I call you Silk? Because it was ironic, right?
Yes.
All right. I apologize. Anyone I name Silk, like, if you're a fat guy and I call you Stretch because it's ironic, I'll stay with that.
Friends for life.
Friends for life.
Okay.
All right, Silk. What's up, buddy? We're going to give you the hotline number up. Yeah.
All right, sweet. actually, before my question, I just want to say, last night I heard that Dr. Drew, you got cheated by that stupid 14-year-old girl in the dictionary game.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just want to say there's no one that can beat you at that. And
yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
so glad I made nice to sell.
We decided to see, we were getting bored last night, Liam, so we decided to see how fast Drew could look up words in the dictionary and race the listeners. And I, you know, we were on the honor system. Some little bitch got out her computer and beat Drew. Drew has, you know,
fast, but not that fast.
Drew has issues of self-esteem already, and
this
the
was,
chick
this
was
crushing.
Chick was 14, so Drew felt pretty
Ouch.
Bad.
Yeah, it was difficult. Like, yeah. I couldn't
figure it out.
Literally, the thought bubble over my head was, I guess when you get older, you just slow down. Because can't be done faster.
No.
Yeah,
can't be done faster than this.
Yeah,
I guess just younger people just move faster
to their computers.
Yeah, should have known.
All right. Anyways, my question's for Liam Lynch. All right. I just want to know if there's going to be any DVD features on your new album, Fake Songs.
Mm.
Yes. Not on the... It's actually a two-disc set, and you get the album, which has, like, 20 tracks, and then there's two discs in there, and the other disc is a DVD, and it's, like, almost... I think it's, like, an hour and 40 minutes worth of short films and animations and music videos and all sorts of weird homemade fun.
And you directed videos for Foo Fighters. Which Foo Fighters song? And Tenacious D, by the way.
Yeah, I did Tenacious D's video for Tribute with Dave Grohl as Satan in the video.
Dave Grohl's great.
Dave Grohl, you know his sister lives across the street from you.
Yeah, I think he's mad at me.
Why?
Because I told...
You peed off the parapet into their party.
No. I told... I was talking to Dave Grohl one night and his sister, who I found out lived across the street from me.
Yeah, and she's really nice. She's cool.
She's nice. Yeah. So I said, well, I'll stop by and say hi tomorrow when I go. I don't live at that house. I just go there. And so I said, I'm going to go by. And so I knocked on the door at like 11:30 in the morning, and his sister didn't answer. You know, it's always weird. You know, like as you're knocking on the door, you're thinking, I wish I could take that knock back and just go home. Yeah, somehow suck that knock back into my fist. Because it's sort of weird. It's like you can tell when a house is sleeping. It seems late enough. It was 11:30
but you didn't,
in the morning.
You didn't judge that until after you knocked?
No, you kind of walk up and you're like, what do you want? What do I want to hear? Do I want to hear like a Western coming really loudly from the television set upstairs and someone yelling at a dog? Or they could be up. Maybe they're just standing around, you know? So I knocked on the door. And it was sort of clear there wasn't anything going on, and I started to slink away, and some chick opened the door I'd never seen before, and she was blonde, and she looked like a groupie, basically.
Oh.
And then later on, I said, I got on the radio, I said some floozy answered the door.
Uh-oh.
And floozy to me is a word of endearment, though. You
was
know,
that
it's a term
sister?
Of endearment.
No, it was his fiancé.
I think it was his, like, fiancé or something. Floozy,
Ouch.
But floozy is like strumpet. It doesn't really mean whore.
It's a little worse than strumpet, you gotta admit.
Floozy's a little worse than, but it's not.
It's not as bad.
It's not
skank or ho. It's a playful whore.
It's a playful whore. It's like the difference between a chick that blows you in the woods and a wood nymph. You know what I'm saying?
A wood nymph and a nympho. The difference.
Yeah, different. Floozy's. Look up floozy.
Look up strumpet.
Look up. Well, strumpet's prostitute, but. See if you can find Floozy.
That is funny.
And maybe we'll get some 14-year-old to find. So anyway, he found out that I called his fiancée Floozy, and there was a little something, but I haven't really talked to him about it. Maybe I should send over.
You know what? He's a nice guy, and he probably didn't know that you didn't know, and you know what I mean.
Well, they're coming in here the 16th of April, so
you guys can
we'll bury
talk
the
about it.
Then. Yeah,
he won't be here.
But I am a big Foo Fighters fan, by the way.
And I am too. Absolutely.
And if you think about it, someone brought it up the other day, you know, between Nirvana and the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl's done a lot of rocking. Do you know what I mean?
Have you heard his drumming on Queens of the Stone Age?
No.
Well, put a seatbelt on is all I'm going to
say.
It's the best rock drumming since John Bonham.
Really?
You should play the end of that song. Where he just
is he drumming on this song?
He drums this whole album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He kicked its butt. Like, it's the best rock drumming. And I was in the studio when they were recording that. And they used to throw...
Or a moral woman, specific prostitute.
What? Sorry, floozy?
A floozy. A prostitute.
Same thing as
Trump. Read it again, Drew. Wait,
tawdry or immoral woman.
All right, well, wait till the guest is done talking next
well,
time you check
he, out. Well, he, when he'd get done drumming, he would wreck the you know, the rims of the drums would cave in. He'd bend the metal from hitting them so hard. So the drum tech, the guy at the studio came over to me. He's like, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've recorded thousands of drummers. We're having to throw away the hardware off his drums because he's bending it from hitting the drum so hard. And
maybe it's the heat that's generated from the speed and the friction of his hands.
It's everything. Yeah, I will just say that he's the best rock drummer, hands down, anywhere.
Yeah.
He is. And then
he doesn't even
songwriter.
Drum in his band either.
And he's a good actor, too.
All right, let's forget. I'm done kissing Grohl's ass. All we right. should be good by now, right?
I taste Grohl.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
We're going to take a little break.
Got to hear the CD.
Liam Lynch is here. I know, but...
Let's
oh, well,
the
song's short. The song's short.
It's very
That's
short.
Right. That's right. All right. Here it is. United States of Whatever.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall, and this girl comes up, she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m., I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United.
Liam Lynch, everybody. Fake Songs is the name of the CD. It's going to be out in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a week. Is it the first
yeah.
today? Yeah.
Today is the first.
Actually, all right. April Fool's.
Is it the first?
Something midnight.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be back with more of your questions and more of our answers after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Liam Lynch is
Hello.
Our guest tonight. He's got a new CD out called Fake Songs, and it's going to be out about a week from now. I got a lot of blue diamond almond in me. I think that's them.
That's Adam Smoked Out Almonds.
Mm. Drew, give a little shout-out to the guy who sent us the two cases of smoked almonds.
Tim Wagner of Metza, Inc.
What's it again?
Meza and Metza, M-E-Z-Z-A.
Meza, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Incorporated.
Yeah.
Name's Tim.
Lake Forest, Illinois. And he says if you can sort of promote him properly, to keep you forever supplied with snacks.
Wait, and listen, I would not only put that out to Tim, but I will do that with anybody. Like when I did those Burger King spots last year, I got paid in fries, burgers, things like that. I don't get paid in stuff.
This is what happens when you traumatize your kids around food. Your mom
wouldn't
feed
you. I just
want
to get paid in stuff. If
food, not just stuff, food.
No, but whatever.
No, I completely agree with you. I completely agree. I'd rather have stuff as well. Mm. When I did my record deal, I asked for a replica of the Doctor Who's TARDIS. The you know, I put that in my contract.
I got
because I want one.
Me and Jimmy got that when Jimmy was going to be doing his ABC deal. We went and did this thing with Snoop Dogg, and we got really stoned. And
wait a minute, you stoned with Snoop?
Yeah, I know, shocking.
Well, I understand.
And I convinced
hizzle for shizzle, dizzle.
I convinced Jimmy that he had to call our agent and tell him, because you don't see this stuff anymore, that he had to throw in a Snoop DeVille, that ABC had to throw in a Snoop DeVille. And the thing about it is, it's, you know, it's a $40,000 car, but if you're talking about million-dollar contracts, what the hell's a 40 grand, right? So just toss it in. There's not enough of that stuff going on anymore.
No, it's true. And before you get, you'd get a car would come with your deal.
Yeah,
or,
you know, when Elvis or Dean Martin would do a deal, a car would show up, the big bow on it.
It's awesome. Yeah, that's what I want. I completely agree.
And that's what I think. You know, sometimes you say, like, well, why is this guy doing this car commercial? Or I think with cars, they throw them in. Like, here's
Definitely.
If you did a commercial, if they asked some big celebrity to do a commercial, they'd pay him $500,000, $1 million. But you could get a lot more mileage if you just tossed in a $50,000 car.
They do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, you just go, I'll pay you $100,000, but I'll give you... What's wrong with my headset, by the way?
Yeah, it's your mic. Your mic's going out.
See, your mic's going out, yeah.
All right. Oh, okay.
Yeah?
No.
I think it's at that end.
Oh, that's the mic.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah? It's on your end. Yeah. There it goes.
Yeah. All right. We'll be getting out of this dump any day now.
I actually told them to throw in a Mini, but then... And they didn't. They threw in the money for a Mini, but then I decided not to get a Mini.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I'm going to go with the 350Z.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to get a 350Z.
I got both those cars.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you got the navigation system?
No.
Oh.
That's for fags.
No, it isn't. It's for people that are lost.
Yeah, no, I get lost, but I take it like a man. Sarah?
But don't ask for directions.
And drive around for hours like a man.
Yeah, do not ask for directions.
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
You're 19?
Yeah, okay, so I have, like, this complicated problem. I'm on ultra-tricycline, right? And this is my last week of active pills. And then last Thursday, I skipped the pill, but I didn't realize it until yesterday. So I doubled up yesterday. And I called Planned Parenthood, and they're like, okay, so we're going to get you an EC pack, the emergency contraception, so go pick it up at the pharmacy. So I had sex, you know? And so I picked it up, and I took the first two pills.
Yeah, whatever!
It was that one, so I took the two pills, and then I, like, took two pills 12 hours later. So I called Planned Parenthood again, because I was like, so am I supposed to take my my regular pills, you know? I wasn't sure. And they're like, oh, wait a second, we made a mistake. You didn't even have to take the EC, you know?
That is right. They made a mistake.
So I don't have to finish it?
No, just doing what you did was doubling up. It was enough. However, you should use a condom the rest of that month cycle.
Okay, so just pill. Finish my pack?
Finish your pack, but you assume the pill's not going to work the way it's supposed to during that month.
So what do you got to do?
You
use
wear
a condom?
Condom that month, okay?
Yeah, even though I already took the first two pills.
Even though having taken the EC won't hurt anything. Did you vomit?
No, why don't I just put it on?
Let me ask you a question. Does alcoholism run in your pharmacy?
It was the nurse.
Liam cracked himself up.
It's true. You guys always ask that. I had to ask it at least once.
You got it in there.
Okay, so I'll just finish my pack in. Everything's good.
All right.
All right.
Drew wants to know. Wait a minute. Did you vomit?
No, I feel torn.
All right, fine. I don't need to hear the end of everyone's statements. You know,
why you ask questions and hang up on them as soon as you ask the question.
Yeah, because
That's enough. Yeah.
But you think about this. Like, that's where it gets boring. Like, you go, oh, Chicago, were you born out there? Yes, there was. As a matter of fact, right? But that's enough. That's enough. Because you know whatever comes after that.
It's
a bad story about high school football or some long-winded something about your dad being the first guy to set up camp. You know, it's like, all right, that's enough. I wish I had one of these buttons in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, right? Mm. Leslie?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yes.
You have a question for Liam?
Yeah, and a comment. Well, my question is, how long did it take you to write it? Like, the whatever song?
As long as it took to listen to it. It was an improv. I didn't even write it. Nothing was ever written. All I had was the My United States or whatever in my head, and I didn't know what the song was. That's why I'm not singing. I stopped playing. And that's also why at the beginning of the song, I'm real vague, and I'm like just saying, I met a girl, and she's like, oh, and I'm like, whatever. And then by the end of the song, I'm in the alley, and Officer Leroy comes up. It gets more defined. I was actually, you're hearing me make up the song. It's the actual take.
As you go?
Yeah, I made up one take.
That 1.5 minutes, that was it.
That's the one take of me making it up, and I just got lucky.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, and Adam?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you're going to have Marilyn Manson on your show since he's coming out with a new CD, so.
And?
Sure. If he wants to do it.
Yeah, yeah, can you please have him? Because his new CD's coming out on May 13th.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do, Leslie.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I did a song with Marilyn Manson for Clone High on MTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's Clone High doing?
You know what? The show, the rating and their marketing research was awesome. Mm-hmm. But they're going to change times. So right now they just took it off, and they're going to give it a new time. So it's off the air right now, but, you know, it's a really great show. I did the music for the 13 episodes.
I like the Three South show as well. I don't know what happened to that show.
Oh, yeah.
I think they yanked the plug on that one.
They got to reinvent themselves every day.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe every week, but that show was every day. It was a funny animated show that just sort of came and went. Tracy?
Yeah.
You're 31?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I have a really bad cold right now. But my body is showing all the rockets of all the signs that I'm pregnant, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. You having sex with anybody?
No.
What are all the signs?
Head poking out of her vagina. No?
When I wake up in the morning, I'm real nauseated. And when I was pregnant before with my son, my boobs were real sore. And, I mean, they're, like, real sore. I haven't had a period since January. And anytime I smell seafood, I get sick. Which is exactly what happened when I was pregnant before.
And what, you've been tested and you're not pregnant?
Right.
And you're not on the birth control pill?
No.
Thank God you live in Kentucky, because you probably don't smell that much seafood just coming from Kentucky in general. You guys don't have a big problem with seafood over there, do you?
No.
Okay.
And
what did you crave when you were pregnant?
Taco Bell.
That's good. I like that.
It's still not a Kentucky favorite.
But I knock my wife up. I want her to crave something that's under 99 cents.
And on every corner in America.
You get eight tacos for a nickel?
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic. Yeah, you don't want you don't want that sherbet and pickles crap where you're traveling all over town
You know, mine craved horchata.
Weird.
Really?
It's like a...
Horchata's that,
like
that rice.
Or, yeah.
No. It's
yogurt.
It's rice.
It's a rice milk?
It's like cinnamon, sugar, and liquid rice. Horchata is it's a Mexican Gatorade is what it is. It's just
sugar.
It's just basically pure sugar. It's like if you took rice pudding
and liquefied it,
put it in a blender and put some milk in it, that's what you kind of got with the horchata.
Hmm.
And listen, I've said this many a times, whether it's the Mexicans with the horchata or the Middle Eastern folks with the goat-based stuff.
But,
it's very, very refreshing. The taste of lemon and vinegar and sweat. It's salty. It's very refreshing. It's like, look.
Salty just, and sweet.
Give it up with the desserts. Give it up with the churros and the baklava and the horchata and the goat-based stuff. Just have a slice of apple pie and crack a Coke. Call it a life. You guys, you can't do any better. You can't improve on us. Figured out the beverages and the desserts. Now that's it. It's enough. See, we're smart over here. We may not have invented pastries, but we brought over the ones we liked and we made them ours. And pies, you know, probably done in Germany, but we brought them over and we got the ones we like and we did the same with chocolate. Now that's ours. You Mexicans and you Middle Easterns, I suggest you do the same thing. Adopt some decent dessert. And you Chinese, too. Nothing worse. You go to the restaurant. Like some... Goddamn microphone. You want some dessert? Yeah, we got a deep-fried T-ball. I'm done. I'm done with this show. Bruce, say bye.
Adam's just storming out here because
his microphone won't work.
Can't take it anymore. All right, Drew, it's time for break anyway.
All right, Tracy, see what you did. It is time for break. Did we answer? Oh, wait. No, wait a minute. Let me finish with Tracy. Hold on. Tracy, did we answer your question? Not really, right? Are you overweight?
Yeah.
Do you have polycystic ovaries?
Not that I know of.
Okay, but just sometimes being overweight, you can get anovulatory cycles and get all these kinds of symptoms that you're getting. Have you had an evaluation by a doctor?
Yeah.
And what'd they tell you?
He doesn't know what it is.
Have they done an ultrasound on your ovaries?
Yeah.
And what'd they see?
He said that they looked fine.
No cysts or anything. All right, but it is probably the weight, I bet you. And you're on no medication?
Well, yeah, I'm on medicine.
What are you taking?
I'm on Zoloft, Glucotrol, and Atenolol.
Okay, so you're got enough going on that you're diabetic, too.
Yeah.
And so another reason to lose weight, right? And Atenolol, you have high blood pressure, too. Another reason to lose weight.
No, well, actually, the Atenolol is because I have a heart problem. It's not blood pressure.
All right. And What was the third medicine you said? Oh, Zoloft, which can also screw up your periods.
Okay.
The Zoloft can. So it could all even be just the Zoloft, but it's a good reason to try to get the weight down and get healthier. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So with that, okay. Just to add finishing touch, you notice what I did here, Liam?
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Why don't you describe what I just did?
He knocked over his water.
That's right. Took Adam's water and accidentally dumped the entire thing all over the console here.
And onto his microphone.
Yeah, it's nice. Good times. All right, so Adam will be back, hopefully. And in the meantime, we'll take a break.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Got myself a new mic stand. Feels like I'm...
Feel naked now?
All the comfort of holding a trout and talking into it, actually. Liam Lynch is here.
Do you want to switch? I mean, seriously, just in case?
No, I'm just going to try to tighten this thing up a little bit.
I think that's usually mine.
Had a little mic problem. I spazzed out a little since I had an ass full of Westwood One and the crappy equipment they have over here. And no dignity, this company at all. They must be sleeping all the way through my horrible tirades about them. Liam has himself a CD which is coming out in 1 week, and it's called Fake Songs. And it's smart, it's interesting, and it's good for drops. Yeah, Anderson knows.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what you can hear. You can make your own drop if you buy this CD. All right, we will back to the phones and speak to Ren, who's 30. Ren?
Hi.
What's up?
Yeah, I was just... want to say, first off, thanks for the show, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been suffering from major depression for a long time. I was just diagnosed a year ago and been going through treatment. And I had traumatic events in my life, and I know that can affect, you know, have caused changes in the amygdala part of the brain. And but I also found out that my folks used to use pot smoke to make me stop crying when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what kind of long-term effects that could have, since you guys have said that...
What would they do? They blow it in your face like a cat?
Yeah.
What was the nature of the trauma you suffered?
Violence, molest...
Everything, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably more the cause of the trouble than
way
the pot
more.
Smoke.
Way more. You couldn't even tell the pot is compared to the immense... changes caused by the trauma.
And when did they reveal to you that they blew the pot in your face?
When I was about 14.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have just worked it into some strained peas or something? Give you a real high? Had to give
brownies.
You that secondhand buzz?
It would have been better since I'm asthmatic, but hey.
Your dad French kissing you and blowing the bong load into your mouth?
Yay.
Was that going on?
Your question about whether there or what would the long-term consequences be, in reality, we can't really answer that. That's not been studied from exposure of moderate amounts of pot as a young, young child. I don't believe it probably would amount to very much. And again, little as compared with the very, very intense changes of the trauma.
Yeah, and again, that's not the place to focus. You focus on some therapy for all the trouble you've been through.
Yeah, I've been trying it.
All right, yeah, stay with it. Who molested you?
Oh, a cousin.
A cousin. And how do you get along with your family now?
I'm estranged from them.
I see. Mm. Good.
Yeah.
Screw them.
Mm-hmm. They don't deserve you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. What's going on? You have any kids?
No, sir. I'm single. I have no intention of having children.
That's nice. You have no boyfriend or anything?
No, I'm gay. And
are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I have.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I'm not in a place for a relationship. I need to take care of myself.
Yeah, good.
And that's responsible.
It's all good.
But yeah, I work a lot, and that's
what kind of work do you do?
I'm a manager for a chain in California for a store.
All right. It all sounds like you're doing the right stuff, but make sure you do get involved in some kind of therapeutic something, whether it's a 12-step or a relationship with the counselor or something.
Yeah. I was doing a outpatient therapy for like 5 days a week for the last 4 months, but I don't know. I'm done.
Whoa. 5 days a week, that's intensive, super intensive. How did you get hooked up with that?
I was hospitalized in November, and... coincide with a work injury.
You mean you were an individual therapy? Or you were in an outpatient program?
Outpatient program.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you one of those lesbians that basically takes all our energy that's stored up for kids and turns it toward animals? No. Are you out shoeing horses all day or something like that?
No, I have a dog, but my job, I work 50 hours plus, and so I just work.
The lesbians aren't really into the cats and the toy poodles, are they?
Cats, yeah. No toy poodles. I have a boxer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, lesbians like a butch dog.
Yeah.
They're the kind of dogs a gang member's like.
You know, I live in an area where there's a lot, and they love my dog.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right there. All right, listen, for what you've been through, you're doing all right. Just stay with it.
I actually have one other question, if I could ask.
Yeah. All right.
What would be a result of taking, like, 130 milligrams of Klonopin?
Why do you ask before I tell you? You planning a suicide?
Probably.
Thinking about it?
Yeah.
Why? Why? What would that do, 130 milligrams of Klonopin? Not good. Well, how many milligrams of Klonopin? What do you do with Klonopin?
It's like a Valium drug. A good size daily dose is 2 milligrams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, get some of that. Hey, Ren.
Yeah.
Hey, you thinking about killing yourself?
It's a possibility. They've pretty much said the last thing I can try is ECT. I'm not up for that.
Man, I hear that works. Is that electroshock therapy?
Yeah, it does work. You'd rather die than try ECT?
Yeah.
Somewhere your logic is breaking down, right? Right?
I don't know.
Well, at least promise me you'll tell the people that are taking care of you that you are having these thoughts, okay?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Yeah, well, tell them again.
You're doing so well. Come on. This is all just symptoms of the biological state you're in. Man, you can pull out of that.
I'll send you over some of these smoked almonds if you don't kill yourself.
Well, thank you.
And they're worth living for.
Oh,
they really
my God.
Are.
They really are. It's life in an 8-ounce container.
This guy put your name on any foods.
Yeah.
Nuts and fruits and
spices. Hey, Ren.
Yes, sir.
Seriously, you got to listen to the show. You don't want to be killing yourself. All right? And then talk to your doctors.
Do you smoke a lot of pot? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Smoke a lot of pot?
Yeah, I do. No drugs or drinks.
No, you didn't, though?
Never have.
Okay. All right. Then just make sure you keep communicating to them about how you're feeling. And is there something about ECT that's particularly frightening or defeating?
Living with memory loss and just the fact that it would take up time and
As opposed, again, as opposed to dying, which takes up eternity.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have any memories if you kill yourself because your life's going to...
And by the way, what did they tell you about the memory changes with ECT? Young person,
you lose short-term memory loss.
I've
talked to people who've had it.
About young people?
Middle age, like 40.
Yeah, you're 30. Young people?
It comes back. Yeah, all right. Well, did you forget the answer?
You don't have memory loss when you're young people. Not significant memory loss, anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right. And listen, this shock therapy, well, got a bad name with like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or whatever movies it was depicted in. But it's like leeches. It's making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
It works, right?
Mm-hmm. It works. In situations like Red is perfect. I mean, she's tried everything, and she's really at the end.
And so what happens? You originally lose your short-term memory.
There can be some memory problems, yeah.
And then it comes back. Don't you want to forget stuff?
Well, some people think that's part of how it works.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Just listen to your doctors, please, Ren, and try that therapy. Joey?
Mm-hmm.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to tell Liam that I love your Whatever song.
Oh, thank you.
And it's great.
Cool.
Yeah, I try to request it every time on the radio, but...
Yeah, whatever!
Well, we play it once in a while.
Well, that's cool. Thanks
a lot.
Thank you.
But anyway, no. When I masturbate, it doesn't really work. Like, I don't accomplish anything, and it's not that great. But, like, if other people do it for me, you know, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Other people.
Yeah. Another person.
Group of technicians all converge on their vagina at once. They can get the job done.
And
pit crew.
So without a person present, it doesn't sort of sync up for you. Nothing sort of feels good.
I guess. I mean, if I do it to myself, it doesn't feel like anything.
Do you have a boyfriend?
That's a real common description of for a 17-year-old.
Right. Well, you got a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing.
Whatever.
Get him to do it. He's no good. Why don't you like him?
No, it's not that. It's just like, why can't I do it to myself? Do you know?
Because most women under the age of 25, most, not all, again, women have this huge range of responsiveness, mm-hmm. but most don't feel much of anything when they masturbate. They need to have a sort of intimate experience that needs to be with another person or just doesn't
work out. Well, most 17-year-olds, as you
certainly
get older.
Most, as you get older,
why? It grows on you.
It's just still the knows. Way the biology is.
Hmm.
Hey, so women are so very different than men.
Joey,
very,
do you have sex with your boyfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. You're holding off on that?
Yeah.
But you, you let his fingers do the walking?
Yeah.
And that feels good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's where you're at. Fine.
Okay.
At least something feels good.
Yeah. All right?
Okay.
All right, baby doll.
Thank you.
All right. You'll get into the swing of things. And try the tub. Hmm. It's always a good place to start. If you lose your orgasm, lady, try the tub. That'll be
the shower head spigot.
Yeah. It's always the last place you left it. Mm. Liam Lynch is our guest tonight. Got the CD coming out, Fake Songs in a Week. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Liam Lynch is our guest tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Still eating them almonds, Drew. You know what I like about almonds? You can eat a handful of them and still be eating them. They're like a cud that you pull out.
Yeah,
like,
you keep pulling them out of your teeth for hours.
Yeah, you take it on the road. You just your tongue around. It's a nice pocket almond paste stuffed in there.
I mean, three peanuts, you're on to the next three. Three almonds, you're good.
You're good for life.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? The ones I got out of my cheek, I could have been from like 84, 85. I don't know if it's from tonight. Maybe I pulled tonight's out in 15, 20 years, Drew. What do you think of that?
Impressed.
Truly. Indeed. I don't like people that say indeed.
Indubitably.
I don't like people say indeed or how so.
Or fair enough.
How so?
Yeah. How
fair
so
enough
angers
is the
me. How so? All right, Drew, you picked the call out.
Yeah, we just lost it.
All right, well, we go to the next one. That's the beauty of us. John?
Hello?
You're 23?
Yeah.
You have a question for Liam?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm a huge fan of Syphilin Ollie. I guess that pretty much motivated my entire call.
Oh, that's so cool.
it was such a rad show.
Did you do the voices?
Yeah, I was the voice of Ollie, but they were both my hands. I was puppeting them
really?
At the same time. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'd puppet to, and then Matt Crocco did the voice of Syphilin, and we'd pre-record the entire season like a radio show. Mm-hmm. And then I'd go in and I'd puppet everything.
Wow.
That's awesome. I was kind of always wondering how that worked. Is music kind of your thing now? You did a lot of music
it's
in the
just,
show.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been doing music things for people and weird things on the sides and stuff. And, you know, I wasn't trying to be a rock star. I'm not going to start touring or anything like that. But I'm, you know, the album's coming out and I just think people are starting to realize, hey, he's the same guy that did this, and hey, is that the same guy that did this? And I think people are just taking interest in different things, and it's all good, because, you know, I don't know what I am. I don't know what I kind of do.
Well, you're an artist, you're a geek.
I'm a geek.
But you're turning that into big bucks.
I'm turning it, and that, my friend, is called brains.
Yeah.
No, you
were probably a little nerdy in high school, but now
No, I was massively nerdy, and I certainly never would tell anybody any different. Everything I do is nerdy, but it's really fun and cool. I'm nerdy, but, you know, I'm in the studio with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
How nerdy is that?
Not nerdy at all, except for the laugh part.
I blew it. I blew it with the Mickey Mouse.
But it's interesting how he does the puppetry just like you do, Adam, for Crank Anchors.
And like for all the other nerds.
How dare you.
Inspirational.
Oh, cool, man.
But who did Chester? Was that one of you guys?
Matt Crocco did Chester. Yeah, we did almost all the voices, and then a couple of voices were done by, you know, friends that would stop by, and Mike Taylor, who was a writer on the show, did a lot of voices just because no one was around, and we redid all the audio in our friend's basement. The whole show was made in people's houses, in living rooms, and in a kitchen. We did all the audio in my friend's kitchen and basement.
It must have been, John, do you have a lot of the episodes?
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
But, I mean, they're mostly, like, illegal copies, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's all there is. We're working on that. We're going to get the first two seasons released on DVD, and I've actually been talking to some DVD companies. And
that's rad.
Yeah, we'll get them out there. And, you know, on my website, which we're going to be updating soon, we're going to, you know, put up some news about that.
Awesome.
Well, what is that website, by the way?
It's Sifl, S-I-F-L, dash, N, dash, O-L-L-Y, dot com.
So,
SifflNOLLY.com.
So people can go there if they want to find out the information about the release of the DVD.
It'll be a while, but we're
With the Crank Yankers, we got the puppeteers going on that, too. But they're a weird breed. Like, they walk around with the headphones of the call that they're doing. And you can see their eyes are closed and their hands are moving up above their head.
That's it's really weird. What's also weird is that you're looking at TV monitors and all your movements are opposite.
Right.
So you have to... Really, it's really a bizarre thing.
But once in a while, I listen to a finished call, and then I say, oh, no, there's something missing here. We got to put something back, or we got to do this. And they're like, oh, it's too late. We already gave it to the puppeteers. And I'm like, well, we'll just change it. It's just adding 4 seconds in the middle. I just want to put this thing back into it. And like, they took the DVD, they took the CD home for the weekend, and once they learn it,
that's the way it stays.
They get pretty angry if you tell them something's got to change.
I understand that, but
yeah, they're an interesting breed. The puppeteers.
I worked with the Jim Henson Company in the Creature Shop for 2 years.
You did,
and and actually a lot of those puppeteers came from the Jim Henson Company.
Were you an astronaut? Is there anything you haven't done?
Pirate.
I was an astronaut and a pirate, but I've never been into wrestling.
Never wrestled.
Never wrestled.
All right. Then you worked at the Jim Henson studio.
Yeah.
As a puppeteer?
No. Developing TV shows.
Wow.
And it was really cool going to the Creature Shop. It's an amazing place to... I mean, you walk in and they'll be building, like, you know, a giant robotic flea. Or just, like, some ridiculous... You see the most ridiculous things... items in that place.
Did Jim Henson died, like, had a little virus and... 2 days later, just pow?
I don't know. I can't
What was the story with
exactly
that, Drew? Did he not go to the doctor?
I know is missing pieces of that story.
Really? Drew, if when the Pope kicks off at 108 years old, Drew's like, nose candy. Oh, yeah. He was on the blow. I could tell. I saw him in the Pope Mobile 4 years ago in the Vatican.
He's got a big bag under his hat.
I know when a guy's high. I know when he's high. Well,
young people don't just die of pneumonia.
Oh, it was pneumonia.
Yeah.
They didn't call it pneumonia. It was something they were calling it something else.
They described pneumonia, though.
Yeah, so what do you think? He had AIDS or something?
I have no idea. There's just big gaps in the information.
Isn't it possible that on occasion people in their... He was probably in his later 40s or early 50s, I think. Some people just get some mysterious thing and, you know, they tell them, oh, I'm going to ride it out. I'm not going to the hospital tonight.
Yeah,
and they just wake up dead.
Yes, but they would say that. You know, you'd hear that he wouldn't go in spite of getting sicker and sicker.
Well,
and they told him to go.
It wasn't
but it just really happened quick.
It was like I heard he got something on a Friday. And listen, if I was getting, like, night sweats and running a fever and blah, 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 I would just be in bed saying, no. Just give me another shot of booze. I'll be fine. And you'd wake up dead come Sunday. I mean, Drew, here's what I'm saying. Can't it happen ever?
You can't almost never say never, but it happens that you get short of breath and then you get confused. I mean, it's a gradual thing. It's not pow.
Right.
I mean, it's really unusual.
And you never heard anything about him in any bizarre relationships or traveling to Haiti or being famous for doing tons of blow or anything. Drew, I'm just saying, give it up for the guy. A creative guy, died quickly.
He can die.
Yeah, he can die with dignity.
The other thing is when people, if somebody had died of something like that, people would be like, oh, my God. I mean, like, well, there's lightning bolt out of the sky, as opposed to, well, he died in the morgue.
No one did that. It was that way. Somebody,
it was sudden.
We've got to figure out what's up with it. Yeah, I mean, people are like, it was sudden, it was tragic, I don't know what happened. And all right, Drew, maybe you know more. But you never do. Jennifer?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
And clear this Jim Henson thing up for us.
I'm too old for that.
All right.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
All right.
Even if they said, you know, he worked excessively, only slept 2 hours a night, and was running himself down. Have you heard something?
Well,
to make it different than a young person getting pneumonia and dying, because it just doesn't.
They didn't say he got pneumonia and died.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
What did they say?
They said he had a viral illness, and he just. Killed him in 2 days.
Lung illness.
True.
He had
I'm
felt,
always right.
He died of felt lung.
He sucked up too much felt.
No, I don't know what it was. It was something.
All right, Drew, get on that internet and find out.
All right. Right now?
No.
Jennifer, go ahead.
Yes.
You may speak.
Oh, okay. My question is, my boyfriend and I've heard basically that it's bad when you have sex to... I heard it's bad to do it up the butt.
How so?
But I don't know. I've just heard that later in age, when you get done up the butt, after, say, a couple of years, mm-hmm. that your bowel movements just start going. You don't,
you can damage there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen, though.
See, my question is I have my boyfriend put his fingers up my butt.
Yeah.
It's fine.
While we're having sex.
Yeah.
Because I like the feeling, and I can't really have an orgasm unless he does that. So is that bad as well?
No, it's fine.
Up there?
No. No, it's fine. You're 17?
Yeah.
You sound like
you're in your early 30s.
Yeah.
Really? No. I just turned 17 on March 3rd.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe you're like one of these. Once in a while, there's these women that are sort of perpetually in their 30s. Maybe you're one of them.
So
we should describe the little procedure they go through here, too. It did not sound like a 17-year-old.
How old's your boyfriend?
Oh, he's 15.
He's so tiny. You bitch.
No, that's not even it. He actually likes me to do the same to him.
Who? He likes the fingers in the butt,
Does
too?
He like you right. telling people about it?
Well, hopefully our friends aren't listening, because at school tomorrow they'll be laughing at him. But, yeah, he likes it. He likes more fingers, though. That's what I think is weird.
Your two fingers playing, and he wants...
Isn't that how you turn 69 into 71 or something? Yeah. Two fingers or something?
So it's not bad then to put anything up our butt?
Well, look, I've crapped out some dukes that were as thick as sterno logs.
Yeah.
But if you feel some pain or some bleeding or some tearing, then it's bad.
No.
Yeah, right. You're all right.
Otherwise, it's fine.
Yeah, hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. I got to talk to my mates here. This guy's 15. He's 15. And when you're in high school, you got to see, you know, she's 17. So
yeah, he's dating a girl two grades above him.
Yeah, I mean, when you're... You're in the 10th grade, you're dating a senior, and she sounds 30. like a nurse from Korea.
Yeah, Korean War.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, something's up here. Now, I'm going to play a hunch here. Jennifer?
Yes?
You big gal?
Excuse me?
You big gal?
No, I'm 5'6", and I weigh 105 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute. That's 5'6", and 105 is really skinny.
I'm really tiny. But I have a big butt and big boobs, so that's a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
an all access coolie pass. But wait a second. If you're 5'6" and you're 105 and you got some boob and some ass on you, then you must have had your legs removed after the knee and no arms.
My arms are gone. No! Everything's intact.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Seriously.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's a problem or anything. You guys are just having a really...
I can't get over this size description. Producer Ann is outraged over there. Ann, hold on a second. You show me a girl who's 5'6", 105 pounds, but with plenty of boob and ass. There has to be parts missing. Do you know what I mean?
Why would she be with a 15-year-old?
And why... Another very good point. Why is Miss 105, 105 pounds, 5'6", with the anally obsessed 15-year-old, and she's all boob and ass? There's something missing here. And really, if you're 5'6", 105, you are reed skinny. I mean, you really got to be...
That's what she says. She's tiny, except for the boob.
Yeah, but boob and ass, wait.
It's your favorite type, Adam.
But with boob and...
I know, but it doesn't get this...
This is coming down to you being jealous and wishing that you were in high school in this situation.
Snot-nosed, brown-fingered punk. I have to take him out.
You're like, that's too good to be true. I've got to get to the bottom of
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Get to the bottom of what he's been getting to the bottom.
What's funny is the doctor tells me I have a fast metabolism because I am very small, and he tells me that's supposed to slow down like when I reach my 20s.
Well, okay. What's your cup? What is your cup and bra size?
My cup is a 34C.
Mm-hmm.
That's very big. Yeah,
that's nice.
And it's big for me because I'm real skinny. I'm a tiny girl, but I have big...
All right. Look, I'm going to start beating off. You're going to force me to beat off into the almonds.
The almonds.
It's going to be like almond brittle. That's delicious. Lycus is probably going to eat the whole thing. He's going to pull the thing out. It's going to come out one piece.
Break it off of the desk.
snapping on the dentist's feet. And you have some ass on you.
Yes. My mom, she has an ass. That's where I get it from.
But 15-year-old boy.
But you're 105 pounds and 5'6".
Yeah, I promise. I'd come down to the studio and show you if I could.
Well,
I think he'd like that.
Maybe I should.
Why are you dating that scrawny 15-year-old?
No, he's not scrawny. When I met him, he lied to me and told me that he was the same age. And we go to different schools.
All right.
So he doesn't look 15.
Yeah.
And I don't look 17, so it goes well.
All right. And what do you look? You look younger than 17?
No, I look like I'm 19. Well, yeah. I'm like 19.
I know, but that doesn't help your argument with he doesn't look.
So
but
he looks 17, you look 19.
All right. Okay, how often do you guys get together?
Oh, gosh. 6 nights a week we see each other.
Wow.
Almost every night, yeah.
I can't get over how casually she describes her little procedure.
And yeah, with the fingers in the ass. And what about your family? How are they with this?
How are they with...
Well, just him and all the nightly encounters.
Oh, they're fine. They know that we have sex.
All right.
They're fine with that. But, I mean, they don't know about fingers up any...
Thank you.
Orifices.
Right.
I'm right now just imagining the stroke I would have if my daughter insisted on telling
me
about
that. Oh, no.
I'd have a stroke, too, but it'd be a different kind of stroke,
F
Drew.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So now I know it's okay that we could both be sick, doing things up our butt. And it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Remember that things are supposed to come out of your butt.
Yeah, but the Lord
naturally.
The Lord wouldn't have put it so close to your coos if he didn't want a little wandering. I mean, that's the way I interpret the Bible.
Oh,
I'm a bit of a literalist.
Yeah, and you know that part in the Bible about how close the butt is to your coos.
Well, there's that whole six-pack section in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy.
The number.
Duty rod in me.
Duty rod in me. Hey, you and Jack Black can write a song now.
Speaking of Jack Black.
Oh, yeah, we're going to hear something from Liam and Jack Black. You queued up there, Anishol, off the new CD. It's called Rock and Roll Whore.
Shake you. Shake you.
Thank you. Thank you. Really, no.
Got more than smoked almonds in my mouth.
That's the only reason you're taking breaks. You guys can fill up your...
Yeah, let's hear another song.
So I can keep eating.
All right.
It really is a pleasant sound listening to Adam eat, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Liam,
a freaking
everybody.
Jackal makes less noise eating hay.
Jackal eating hay.
Jackals don't
hay?
Eat hay.
Jackal.
Jackals.
What do they eat?
Hay?
Babies or something.
A jackal eating hay?
No, what are the ones with the snouts look like?
What?
Ant eaters?
No. Yeah, come on.
Who eats hay?
I'm not going to go to the internet. They're not...
Get on the internet, find out what a jackal eats.
A jackal is like a dog.
Yeah.
If there's another. Maybe it's not a jackal. Maybe
a hyena?
Go find out what a jackal eats and go find out what happened to Jim Henson.
All right.
All right. Drew's all right here.
All right.
We don't need you.
You're going to talk to somebody about egg donation, though.
Martha?
Coincidentally, happens to be from placenta.
Interesting.
Strangely.
Hey, hello? Yeah. You want to donate an egg?
Yeah.
For $5,000?
Yeah.
I'd like to donate something for $5,000. It's my new plan. Yeah. See, you want to sell an egg?
Well, it's donating, but I get a compensation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's called selling. It's called selling something.
Okay.
If I donate my car and they give me $5,000, that's called selling my car.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand. I know it makes it easier for everybody to call it donating your eggs, but if it's between $5,000 and $10,000 and you're only doing it because they're paying you money, then it's selling your eggs.
Okay.
All right. So
I also think you have to go on medications, too, when you're doing that. I think there's some weird medications that can have some weird side effect things. There's a lot of medication.
Well, Drew's online now.
Shall you get him?
Well, what do you want? Because we've talked a few of you in the past. Go ahead. What do you need, Martha? I got the answers,
baby. I just
want
to know the cons of what can happen to me. Like, I know you can. They're putting me on Looptron or something like that.
Yep.
Looptron.
Yeah.
And I want to know the cons about, like, what can happen to me and all that.
All right. Here's what I know from doing this show and having this question multiple times.
Okay.
It's not a long-term problem. You're going to be off kids your own, but it is an involved procedure, them harvesting your eggs. And, you know, that's why they're paying you the $5,000. But it's not going to make you sterile or anything.
Okay, so nothing in the future or anything about me for me having kids or anything like that?
No.
Okay, that's about it.
All right, well, good times.
Thank you.
You have any other medical problems?
Yeah, I have trichotillomania.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the people that have it.
You pull your hair out?
Yeah.
See? We don't need Drew. What happened? Are you on any medication?
Yeah, I'm on Prozac.
Yeah. Really? You're still getting $5,000 for that egg, huh?
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, you didn't put that in the application.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I wonder if they will ask. I don't know if they ask.
Yeah, they ask the question, but I'm wondering because it's not hereditary. I've researched it.
So. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Don't pop any of the Prozac when you're actually filling out the application. That's all.
Okay.
All right, baby. Good times.
Okay, thanks.
All right. See, who needs that Drew? Not us. He's on the internet. Liam Lynch is our guest tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Liam Lynch is our guest tonight.
Hello.
Fake Songs is the name of the CD coming out in a week. Drew did a little work during the break on how Jim Henson died, the guy, the famous puppeteer, the guy behind the Muppets. And Drew doesn't believe me that he just died quickly. But
no, he did. I found that he had a toxic shock-like syndrome, but there were still just tons of vague descriptions. Nothing accurate, nothing that fits, nothing
maybe they didn't want to get into together. For press or something.
A lot of people got lots of details, but they all weren't fitting together.
Well, why not? What did it say? How does it say?
Well, it was strep aureus, toxic shock. Like,
right.
There is no strep.
Well,
aureus.
What? What are you saying? A drug
I don't
overdose?
Know. No, I just don't know. If somebody would just say, you know, this guy worked himself to death all the time, and finally he wouldn't take care of his health, and he got this thing.
Well, I think it's fair to say that the guy was a bit of a worker.
Yeah, and that kind of makes sense to me. But
I would just like to say, I'm sorry that I caused this argument between you.
It did. I did hear at the time, if memory serves, that the guy was kind of a workaholic. And he ran himself down, and then he got this whatever, and he didn't go into the hospital. He just was going to ride it out over the weekend. And he just, pow, died in a couple of days. What's so tough about that, Drew?
How many people you know have had strep infections?
I lost my whole family that way.
But no, people don't just drop dead of strep.
I know.
It just doesn't happen. Young person, doesn't happen.
I know, but you think the guy had AIDS. You think we'd know it by now, right?
No, I don't think he had AIDS. Yeah.
Well, he was doing coke for years. Yeah.
Anyway,
people die once in a while. Give it a break.
The jackal now.
Stop playing God. And what's the jackal,
the
jackal eat?
What's the animal I'm thinking of that has the has like a short elephant snout on it a little bit? And it looks kind of horse-like. It's a big animal. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
What kind of imaginary zoo you've been going to?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I will find it.
Where does it live? Where does this animal live?
In the zoo. It's an African animal.
African animal.
Yeah. With lemur? With a small...
No.
It's got a name like jackal. It's that kind of name.
All right. I'll look it up. Starting to picture something. Drew, you have no answers, only questions. Only retarded questions. What's a jackal eat, by the way?
It's omnivorous. Scavenger.
Yeah, all right. So Liam knows more than you about what jackals eat. Hey.
I don't know why. Hey. I just couldn't imagine hay.
This other animal I was thinking of eats hay.
Does eat hay.
All right.
Like a horse with like a trunk.
I think all the animals in the zoo eat hay.
Yeah.
They eat what we give them. Yeah. That's what they eat. Marie, you're 20. What's up?
By the way, I could have told you what jackals ate. He wouldn't have had to go onto the internet to find it.
What do they eat?
Oh, dead animals, berries, whatever they can find.
They're scavengers.
Yeah,
they're scavengers. I could have told you that. He didn't even have to go on the internet.
He's an omnivore.
All right, well, now that we all hate you, Marie, what's your question?
Sorry. But I've got this problem. I've had it for ever since I started getting sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ridden more than my fair share of horses, if you know what I mean.
No, what do you mean?
You mean been on a few guys?
More than my fair share, yes.
All right.
And
don't talk in code. It's sort of irritating.
Go
ahead and be straight.
Well.
Okay. No matter what guy it was, you know, the size or whatever, I could never get off unless they let me use a vibrator.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
And I find this extremely annoying, extremely embarrassing, and plus it turns the guys off unless they're really kind about it.
It does not turn guys off.
No.
No.
Oh, most of the guys I've been with, yeah, they're all like, you don't need help. You know,
you're fat.
True, you know? Please.
And it's really annoying. And I've won several bets. They go, oh, I bet I can get you off. And I'm like, okay, you know, and they can't.
That's a bad bet.
Yeah.
I never do that.
Like I
do the other way. I go, I bet I can't get you off in 2 hours.
You get their expectations low, and
right.
Then you really impress.
Right.
None of the guys I've been with have been able to last even an hour.
All right.
So, you know.
Even an hour? What do you mean even an hour?
What do you mean, even an hour? Just that.
Even an hour is a fairly long period of time to have intercourse.
Even 10 minutes would be a little more...
Okay, 2 seconds. How's that?
Okay. Now, hold on. We got to talk about Maria here.
Why?
She's angry.
Oh, yeah.
What is up? Let's see if we can get somewhere with her.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Marie.
Hmm?
What's going on with you, baby?
What's going on
with you? Where's your dad?
My dad's in the living room.
Oh,
probably asleep on the couch.
You're drunk, right?
No, just very tired. He worked late lot tonight.
Tired from beating you?
He doesn't beat
Taper. That's the animal.
He never beats me. He's the kind of guy. He's one of those silent type, you know, passive aggressive, doesn't really hit anything except like the door, you know.
Uh-huh.
He'll get violent once in a while, but never hit me. He's always been quiet, never been really much of an entity in my life.
Except for when he's violent. So you don't like him much.
I love my
dad. No, you don't.
Pieces and pieces. Oh,
no, please. You just got done telling. When I say you don't like your dad, you love him. But when you describe him, he's passive aggressive. He has violent outbursts. And he never pays any attention to you.
Where's my bourbon?
He pays attention to me, but he varies between not talking to me at all and spoiling me rotten.
Really? Now, how would he spoil you rotten?
Giving me money when I ask, or, you know, I could say, Dad, can you drive, you know, even when my mom said, no, I'm not taking you out because you're not, you know, you shouldn't be dating or whatever, my dad would go, okay, fine, I'll drop you off at this place or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, how's your mom doing then?
My mom is pretty much identical to me. We got in a lot of fights a few years back.
Yeah.
Some of them turned out pretty violent.
I
get pinned up against the corner of the wall with her hand around my throat. She throws me out. I have to walk barefoot 20 miles to my friend's house or whatever.
But you love your mom, too.
Oh, of course I love
my
mom.
Of course. What's not to love?
She's a delightful lady.
The thing is, it was mostly my fault because I get angry at her and yell at her, and then she'd turn around, snap, and yell at me. I'm the same way.
You seem angry.
Very angry. But listen, when you're growing up, it's the parents' fault.
When did you lose your virginity?
Willingly or not?
Not.
Oh, here we go.
11.
What happened?
My quote-unquote best friend's cousin pinned me down in the bed and raped me, and his entire family was standing there watching except for his parents.
Wow. This, of course, was well after your mom had pinned you a few times and you learned how to be a good victim.
You're disgusting.
And what, well, he doesn't mean pins, actually, not with a strap on. He just means, you know, just a little throttle around your neck. That's all.
No, the only person in my family who's ever molested me, and that was just in a playful manner, was my sister. And that was when I was old enough to figure out, you know, hey, stop it.
Yeah.
Her, you know?
Well, okay. So what happened after you got raped by this guy? Did your parents ever find out?
I've told people, I've been to counselors and stuff.
All right, where are we going?
I'm just trying to figure out why Maria is so angry.
Well, she was sexually abused. She was violently, you know, mom was a violent pain in the neck, and dad
was
passive aggressive.
When I was between the ages of 17 and 18. Then after that, I got on the Depo Provera shot. My mood's swift. You know, I'm fine. You know, I'm not really angry. I just am really nervous.
On the what shot?
All right.
Depo-Provera.
Depo-Provera shot.
All right. Well,
which usually makes people more angry.
All right.
They say it's supposed to make me more depressed.
Right. And more angry and more irritable.
But for some reason, it's actually mellowed me out, so
good.
I'm not so.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time for another shot, but.
I just had mine.
Okay. So you don't have a boyfriend right now?
No, my boyfriend went MIA on me.
Yeah, he just dumped you?
No, he didn't dump me. He just kind of, his roommate took off and he had nowhere else to go, so we had to go with him, and I lost contact with him.
That's shocking. That's dumping.
That's dumping, yeah.
That's dumping. When your boyfriend just sort of ups and leaves town.
Losing contact is not a good word.
I mean, unless he was captured by Iraqi soldiers or something, but he just moved one town over and never called, right?
No. He moved. Well, what happened was they went to California, and then I called his roommate's sister to check on him.
All right. We don't care. But here's the thing, Marie.
Okay.
Your vibrator thing is fine. That's not a weird thing, but man, are you angry.
And your sense of guys being sort of unhappy with that, wrong. Guys are fine with that.
You're angry, you're weird with guys, and you're transferring it. And if you could stay in counseling,
I'm weird with guys.
That's right. There you go again.
Can you explain that to me?
No.
Lots of guys. Lots of, you know, the guys that maybe you don't even want to have sex with, you're having sex with.
Well,
and you do,
it's sort of demeaning saying, like, they could only last an hour.
Yeah, you're angry with them. You demand stuff of them that's unrealistic. You're angry with them for not being able to keep up. And then when you do things that's reasonable.
If they didn't fake foreplay.
All right. Listen, Marie, back to counseling, baby. Yeah. Please. I know people call the show and they want us just to answer their questions, but that's, I don't care. We'll decide what the question is by hearing the question.
That
it might not
the
be their question.
Yeah.
Marie is as angry and as screwed up, and it's funny, she started the call that way.
More than angry. It's hostile.
Hostile.
Yeah.
All right. It's not going to serve you well, baby.
You would
doll.
Say
that's
hostile?
All I'm
really?
Saying.
Hostility, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Angry. She wasn't expressing overt anger, but it was just this hostility about guys.
Well, put it this way. You couldn't get three syllables into an answer without her correcting you. And a lot of the stuff, a lot of the requests she had, you know, guys couldn't last an hour or even make it an hour.
It's
like,
hostile.
It's pretty normal stuff for a 19-year-old guy.
Yeah.
All right, so do a little therapy, lighten up a little, and she needs to smoke some pot. I hate to say it, Drew, but...
Sometimes I can't officially make that recommendation.
Actually,
if she has glaucoma,
she needs to eat pot, which is different than the people that need to smoke it. She needs to eat it. Courtney?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, Drew, you're really sexy.
He is hot. He's hot.
Oh, and before I ask my question, I just wondered if you guys heard about the Dr. Phil scandal.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
You guys haven't heard about it?
No, what happened?
I don't know if it's true or not because it was from the Inquirer, but apparently, like, he got caught in a fraud with, like, this $14 billion stock thing.
Ooh.
So I was, like, happy.
Well, this was from a long ago, right? He was running out of town for that and all this business.
Well, I don't know much. I just, like, saw it in the cover.
Yeah.
Well, that's Drew's arch nemesis, so,
I was really happy.
Anything bad that happens to Phil is a good thing that happens to Drew.
Okay.
All right.
That was perfect timing on
Thank
the verb.
Thank you. Anderson and I rehearsed that long and hard before the show. So, Courtney, what's your question?
Okay. When I was younger, like, my dad used to walk around naked.
Mm-hmm.
And, like up until, like, 12, you know? So it's kind of recent, actually. So I was just wondering if that, like, could traumatize me to be, like, the sexual person I am today.
His being naked around you all the time?
Yeah.
I can't say that particularly, but the kind of guy that would do that, I wonder what else was going on with him. and really, the thing that you have to look at with a parent like that is what is their capacity to teach you about boundaries.
Yeah, I know. And that's why, like, he doesn't understand why, like, I'm so troubled.
Well, why would he? Was he sort of a free spirit or a hippie or something?
I don't know. He said he wasn't, but, like, he has long hair, and I, like, find weed in his drawer a lot. So I don't know.
Well, what's he do for a living?
He's a service manager at a car company.
Okay. But he's a sort of old hippie guy?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, it's weird, though.
Old guys with long hair are so creepy.
My ex-girlfriend still is, Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
And families are very different there. Like, you'll have a sauna or take a shower or bathe with, everyone will be naked in the family. And they families grow up seeing each other naked, and it's not a big deal.
Point.
But it's a different culture.
The nakedness
still,
is not the problem, see.
It's how it's meant.
What do you want, a BJ?
Yeah.
Sweden.
That's
Victoria Silvstedt.
IKEA is very Swedish, yeah.
It's a good time. So, hey, Courtney.
Yeah.
Hey, are you angry at your dad?
Kind of, because he's kind of, like, depriving me from the world, if you know.
Why? By just walking around naked? Or
blocking your view?
Where's your mom?
I mean, like,
Where's your mom?
My mom, well, she just kind of goes along with whatever my dad says. Mm.
All right. And what did he do to deprive you from the world?
Like, he took me out of school, and so now I'm going to this, like, independent study school, and, like, he, like, took away my phone. Yeah.
Were you acting out?
Well, no, not really. And, like, he threatened to send me to boot camp and stuff.
Mm. I can't figure out if the guy's sort of hippie or Nazi.
He's Jewish.
Ooh, Courtney, you're smoking a lot of pot. You smoke a
smoking
lot of pot.
Weed.
So there's a whole addiction thing here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. At 15, you're laughing like a 28-year-old Hesher.
She's stoned like the...
No.
Like the wind.
Oh, here's Courtney laughing.
Well, we heard that laugh. We knew. You're two bong a dayer.
No.
Come on. Yeah, you smoke a lot of weed. That's how you know where your dad hides his weed.
Yeah.
You go and get that weed.
I wouldn't smoke his stuff. His stuff is stress.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, but
he doesn't smoke the good weed like I do. I'm 15.
All right,
15.
Baby. So, listen, your dad may not be the world's greatest guy, but you're doing some acting out.
Yeah.
And he's trying to discipline you because you're acting out.
Now, he may have had something to do with why you're troubled right now. The pot is a major issue for you, though, and someone's got to get on top of that, so to speak.
Yeah, we don't hear chicks with the Hesher laugh very often.
Not by 15. We can show brain development problems when you're 15 smoking like that.
True. What is it that every goddamn 15-year-old hates her dad and her mom? Like, what is that?
It's usually the good dads and the good moms.
If I have a girl and she starts that crap, I put her in a cage in the basement.
See?
I'll tell you one.
And then she'll
bitch.
Be calling. She'll
pain.
Be calling the show.
I'll turn a hose on
like
her.
Like this.
I'm not going for that crap.
Let's take a break.
I'll put her in boot camp.
That's right. I'll put her in basement boot camp.
Get on your knees, scumbag.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody. That's Dave Grohl drumming. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that kick drum?
Oh, yeah, it's his foot. His foot rocks as hard as his hands, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he goes ape in about a second.
We got to hear it?
If you want to.
Yeah, that's him hitting the drums. That's him licking the skins, everybody. Yeah. That's our nation's greatest rocker, Dave Grohl. Liam Lynch is in here tonight. I don't know if he plays the drums. I bet he does.
I do.
Yeah.
I play the album.
Yeah, he does everything, this kid. He's got his hand in a sock. He's got his foot on a drum pedal. He's got his other hand on a bass guitar. So he's a one-man band and sock puppet sideshow, this Liam Lynch. All right.
There's the bass that my hand is on right now.
Keith?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you know the name of the animal that Drew was trying to think of?
Yeah, it's called a tapir.
That's what it is.
I've never, ever heard of that, so I never could have described it.
I've never, ever heard of a tapir either.
Describe it.
It looks like a, kind of like a pig, but it has like a mini elephant snout.
And long legs.
Yeah.
A tapir?
Yeah.
I've never, ever heard of that animal. Wow.
Never heard of it either.
I was trying to find your picture on the web. That's what I was going for.
I do nothing but sit around watching
it's got a trunk on it. It's got a trunk, but it only extends to about like its chin.
And this is what he reminded you of?
Wait, how can a trunk only extend to your chin? That's just a schnoz.
Explain that, Keith.
I don't know.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Am I not describing it accurately?
All right, but you're making something up.
Let me get the picture. I was looking for a picture on the web.
We're both geniuses. We've never heard of a taper.
Well, can I go? I'll go get it.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
We need your non-genius here.
By the way, you were going on and on giving that poor woman with the egg donation.
Yeah.
All kinds of crazy wrong advice.
Good advice. Good solid advice.
She was asking questions about the Lupron, which makes women nuts.
Yeah,
and no one warns them about that. It's turning them into incubators for 9 months, just completely taking over their system.
That's what I heard. A friend of mine did that.
And we don't know whether they'll be added risk of ovarian cancer and other things, or premature ovarian failure.
She wanted to know if she could have kids down the road.
Maybe not. You can have ovarian failure, possibly from this, or infarct your ovaries. You overstimulate to the point that they cut off their own blood supply.
True. How long has this? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How long has this been going on? This egg harvesting?
Probably 10 years.
Yeah. So
15 years, 15.
Make it 15. It wouldn't be such commonplace if it was dangerous. There'd be all sorts of lawsuits and things by now. Huh?
Yeah, no?
You haven't heard of anything, have
you? Almost happened to my wife. It was a real mess. My wife's...
What happened?
Her ovaries got to be the size of, like, watermelons. They were huge, and they almost had to take them out. It was a big mess.
My.
Almost died.
What, from stimulating them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right. I'm still standing by my answer. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to say you guys are great. Love the show.
Thanks.
I was wondering if those new polyurethane condoms provide as much protection as the latex.
They probably do. I'm not sure as much research has been done as on latex, but it looks good for polyurethane.
Well, is someone allergic to latex?
I told the Trojan people that's one of their big stories they should put out, is that they have a couple of different polyurethane condoms that look good. So,
yeah. Love Line is brought to you by Trojan.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Those
smoke nuts are giving me the belchies. Let's...
is that what that is?
Let's talk to Shira.
Hi.
Hey, you're 23.
Yeah.
What's up?
I had surgery on Friday. Mm-hmm. I had a hysterectomy and a laparoscopy, and it was because I had a hysterectomy because I had uterine prolapse, is what they call it.
Your uterus was falling out of your coos, as you would say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad times.
And they told me...
Have you had a bunch of kids already?
No. That's what I don't understand. They told me usually people get it because they have like 5 kids or...
Yeah, that's why I asked you that.
Yeah, or if they're obese or something
or
like that.
Or very old. People when they're much older, that happens.
And what's that called?
Uterine prolapse,
yeah.
Prolapse.
Yeah, and I have one little boy, and he weighed only 7 pounds, 1 ounce, and I'm not obese. And
did you have big ovaries or anything else funny that was pushing it down?
He wasn't going to do a laparoscopy, but I'd had one before. I've had chronic pelvic pain since I had my son.
Since the son, though.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. He's 5 now.
Nope.
I had had a laparoscopy before to try and figure out what was wrong, and nothing ever showed up. And this time, my right ovary was twice the size of my left, and I have pictures of it, but I have like 10 or 11 cysts inside that one.
Not uncommon.
Could that cause it?
It can. I've never seen it do that, but anything up above pushing down could risk some prolapse, sure.
Really?
Did you married?
Uh-huh.
All right, everything going okay?
Yeah.
All right,
well, except for that I have this problem.
Pain better now? Can you tell?
It's still too soon to tell. I'm still really sore from the surgery, but I don't know. The pressure from the prolapse is a lot better because it almost feels like something's coming out all the time.
Oh, boy.
Were you sexually abused?
Yeah. Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
No?
All right.
All right.
Good.
Good times.
And this should help.
Married?
Could that do that?
Oh yeah. Any unexplained pelvic pain that can't be explained physiologically often is sexual abuse. Very, very commonly. Yeah.
Why?
And that kind of this just is.
Now, Madison, Cher sounds like she's sort of halfway there.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is there some reason to believe you might have been abused?
I don't know if it's possible or not, but to have like a no. Mental memory or anything like that, but to have the physical memory, like body memory, I've heard it called, and I don't know if that's...
Yeah, it's implicit memory.
Yeah,
those are the most... that's what really does the...
Any nut jobs floating around your family?
I think, I have an uncle that's kind of iffy to me. I've had my sisters tell me some weird things that he said or whatever, and
so...
I
I don't have any memory mentally, but...
Especially that feeling you were describing of something coming out. And
well, just figured didn't happen. Mm. Why you got to bring that up, Drew? She's fine. She's fine. This is good times. It's good times.
You keep having pelvic pain, though, after all the surgery and stuff, though. Assume it has something to do with that and get going on work.
All right. I don't know why I got to talk to this guy. We're done. No? Sarah? All right. Sarah, hold on. Get rid of her.
Well,
yeah. Who's been on hold? This guy's been on hold for 31 minutes.
That's the longest one.
Brenda?
Yeah.
You're 20. You want to know if it's dangerous to hold in your pee?
Yeah.
To increase your climax?
Yeah.
Dangerous for home.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, right.
No, you can put your maybe a little increased risk of urine infections, but that's it.
That's it? Yeah.
Well, don't you urinate before you engage in the intercourse?
No, because actually having to pee is like stimulating for me.
Mm-hmm. It creates a little pressure down
there.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good. It may actually decrease your risk of infection, too, because there's something to sort of wash things out at the end of it. But just, you know, that's about all you worry about.
Well, like, here's why I was wondering, too, because my mom had this thing where, I guess it's almost like what that girl was talking about with her uterus dropped or something.
Yeah.
And her doctor said that was one of the things that, you know, if you need to pee, you need to go right away because it can, in the long run, I don't know, create problems, and I don't want to have a dropped uterus.
No, that's unrelated to that.
Yeah,
it's a different thing.
Yeah, it's fine. You hold that pee for as long as you can.
Enjoy.
Don't ever go. And same with number two.
Good times, right?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
We'll be back. Dr. Drew is still out in the hall feverishly.
Oh, he's running.
He's running.
He's here he comes.
Trying to find this animal out there. His taper, which doesn't exist. All right.
I apologize for Adam's behavior tonight, Liam.
Oh, no problem.
I want to thank Liam Lynch for coming in here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Fake Songs, out in a week, everybody.
April 8th. Comes with a DVD inside.
And come back anytime you like.
Oh, I'd love to. I would love to.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
Is alcoholism run in your pharmacy?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.